his mother did, with repeated and careful warnings. Let him wear his suit at times, on Sundays, for example, to and fro from the church, when there was no threatening of rain, no dust, nor anything to injure it. With its buttons covered and its protections tacked upon it, and a sunshade in his hand to shadow it if there seemed too strong a sunlight for its colours. And always after such occasions, he brushed it over and folded it exquisitely, as she had taught him, and put it away again. Now all these restrictions his mother set to the wearing of his suit, he obeyed. Always he obeyed them, until one strange night he woke up and saw the moonlight shining outside his window. It seemed to him the moonlight was not common moonlight, nor the night a common night. And for a while he lay quite drowsily, with this odd persuasion in his mind. Thought joined onto thought like things that whisper warmly in the shadows.